Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
God's about to manifest His excellence. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I receive it too in Jesus' name. He's about to beautify somebody's life. In a way, a manner that your generations have never dreamt of. In the name of Jesus. In a way, a manner that your generation will not be able to keep off. They will look at you and shout hallelujah to His name. Your life will bring glory to the name of God. In the name of Jesus. He's still talking to me. He said, what the world taught, this is only fit for the being. Yes, what the world taught, there's nothing there anymore. This is only fit for Atiton. That's garbage. He said, what they don't know is that I bring out life out of rottenness. He said, I want to surprise you. I want to surprise those who think you are nothing. So that they may know that the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God we serve, is alive and is well. How will He do it? He wants to beautify your life. Our Father, I receive it. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you honor. In Jesus' name. You know, this song will be maybe your theme song throughout that period. Emile ni taye ti ro Ipen kole ka kore she Shuba mori anureba Olu oru lo ba mi she Chineke idima, Chineke idima, Oyekelua idima, idima eze idima, Chineke. That's true. Chineke idima, oyekelua idima, eze idima. Romans chapter 7. Has then what is good become death to me? Certainly not. But sin that it might appear sin was producing death in me through what is good, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. He was comparing the law and the spirit. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. He was talking the effect of the law generally, but it doesn't matter with people, deal with yourself. All right. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that is good. So it's legalism. So it's by control and by culture. It's not because of a conviction. It's a mounting conviction, which the Spirit does. But now, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. It's only the Spirit that supplies that. For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not to do, that I practice. I hope you know the word, precede the word practice there. Now, if I do what I will not to do, it is not longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. So I will to do good, but there is a member, part of my members that creates problems. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against, did you hear the word? Warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God. Now, he didn't leave it there. Here is answer. I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the Lord of God, but with the flesh, you know, I struggle with the Lord of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation. Now, leave that. I'm not really dealing from here particularly. You remember, Paul was writing to Timothy, and he said to Timothy, that's where I'm going actually, 2 Timothy chapter 1. It says, Paul, so we can get where he's coming from, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life. According to what? I can hear you. Come on, according to the promise of life. Glory be to God in the highest. Which is in Christ Jesus. So whatever the promise is, you know, when you can find it in Christ Jesus, you can be assured it will come to pass. Man can promise you, and by the grace of God, they will fulfill. But man can fail you. And God will not want you to put your absolute trust in man, except as you do it through Christ. That's when it will not fail. To Timothy, a beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Father, and Christ Jesus, our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers, night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears. Timothy was not just a Christian. It was a pastor. Timothy, tears? Paul said, I am mindful of your tears. That I may be filled with joy. So that's why I pray for you night and day. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt in your grandmother, first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in you also. Therefore, I remind you, watch this, I remind you to do what? Come on, talk to me. I can hear you. In that case, some don't want to hear today. He said, Timothy, I want to remind you to stir up. I'm not just asking you to stir up. I've often told you that before. But this time, I'm reminding you to stir up. If you don't keep staring, it will settle down. It will simmer down. Timothy, stir up. Be reminded. Stir up. Stir up. Every element in the environment, every element of this realm will wither you down, will push you down, will settle you down, will simmer you down. Stir up. Is natural. The natural will kill it if you don't stir it up. The appetite in the natural, the thinking of the natural, the conversation of the natural, the needs of the natural, the desires of the natural, the competition in the natural, we'll always try to douse something precious there. I want to keep you reminded. I pray for you always. And apart from praying, I'm writing to you. Please be reminded. Always stir it up. Paul says, I'm writing to remind you that you should stir up. Stir up what? The gift. If you don't stir it up, it will go to sleep. You're born again, you're going to heaven. If you don't stir it up, it will be difficult to differentiate you from the world after a while. You become like them. They constantly stir it up. Okay. What verse was that? Therefore, I remind you, verse 6, to stir up the gifts of God, which is in you, is there. There's no doubt about it. This is who you are. You have it, but it's not manifesting. Why? Because you're not stirring it up. If you're not careful, you begin to do what they do. Because they are constantly stirring up. Their entropy is high. They are restless. Whatever. You see, it's happening in that place. What's happening there? Is it Jesus? No. But they are getting money there. They are stirring up their own and they are affecting you. Stir up your own! And let's see whether your God won't come through for you. And let's see whether you will not intimidate them immediately. That one taking you there, where you should be bringing them here. Turn to them and say, stand it up! All right, in the name of Jesus. I think that's enough for today. Abby? You want more? I'm just introducing what I want to share. Because you can live the supernatural life, you can live the full Christian life. Maybe be assured that there'll be opposition. Oh, there's a fight, it's a struggle. There's a struggle with a sure victory. In fact, it's a struggle whose victory is already ascertained before you started. That's why I said, fight the good fight of faith. Okay, let me go on. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord Jesus, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the suffering for the gospel according to the power of God. Okay, now. With me the suffering of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. That was what Bishop Mike was saying. He wasn't saying go ahead and sin. No. He was saying, you have it. It's there. Don't let the devil put guilt and condemnation on you. Move on. But that does not mean you should put yourself in the line of fire where the devil always can accuse you. No, don't put yourself there. If you put yourself there, he will keep on accusing you. Jesus said that, hey, the adversary came to me and he found nothing in me. So it doesn't mean you don't have it. But it keeps you stirred up. Hallelujah. Has now been revealed, as I say, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to Tyro. I have it. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. He's given it to me. It's not by anything around me he's given it to me. It's not the digression and the distraction of the devil. He's given it to me and nothing can remove it. You've got to know. That's what I'm saying. Okay. He's given to us before time began. But now he's been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed. He knows that I was appointed. He wasn't boasting. He knew who he was. Okay. It doesn't matter. He was criticized by experts. The Pharisees, the Sadducees. The Romans, everybody against him. But he knew who he was. Let me tell you this. As a Christian, if you don't know who you are, you can't go far. It's worse if you're a pastor. It's even worse when you're in the congregation of other pastors. Everybody you speak, they're using theology to judge you. Theology doesn't produce results. Theology is to help what you are trying to understand in the spirit. That was what Libby was saying.
to which I was appointed, a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher. So it doesn't matter if you don't call me an apostle. It doesn't matter if you don't call me a preacher. Don't call me a teacher. I know I am an apostle. I know I'm a teacher. I know I'm a preacher. I was appointed before there was time. That's what will determine how far you go in life, in your calling. Our generation is waiting for people to say, you are this. But they don't want to call you. They don't want to give it to you. That's what people don't know. And that's why they compete. Okay. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Did you hear? To which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason, I also suffer these things. I suffer. I thought you said you were given. I thought you said you were appointed. I thought you were a teacher. He said, so the apostles too do suffer. Preachers do suffer. Teachers do suffer. The very reason you are suffering is because of your calling. Correct? He said, I've been criticized by experts. So you will suffer. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. I know whom I. You see why miracles happen when we come? If you know who you are in the name of Jesus, you have to know. I feel the fire. I feel release. I feel some people being set free right now in the name of Jesus. Honest, I'm not joking. I'm not talking happy. I feel it strongly. For this reason, nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. For I know whom I believe, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep what I have committed to him against, until that day. Now, 13. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus, that good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. Keep by the Holy Spirit. Keep that good. Be mindful of that good thing. Stir it up. Keep it by the Holy Ghost. This you know, that all those in Asia have turned away from me, among whom are Phygelus and Hermogenes. Okay, that will happen. When you're not careful, when somebody turns away, you feel like your word is gone. It's a lie. Praise the Lord. The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he has often refreshed me and was not ashamed by my chains. After the word explosion, I was just sitting down thanking God. He just reminded me, he said, why don't you send a text to all the pastors and heads of department, past and present? I said, what did I say? He said, because I can see you are thankful for them. I said, I'm very, very thankful. So let them know that you are appreciative of your support and encouragement. And I wrote it. He said, look at the house of Onesiphorus. The thought of this man encourages me. He pushes me on. He makes me want to take on the world. I am grateful to God. To be appreciated for good people in your life. Your husband, your wife, your children. Oh, she abused you yesterday. She's still your wife. She's a blessing. Oh, no, he was mean to me 2 nights ago. He's still your husband. You know, the devil will try to spoil good things. So I better be grateful. By the promises, by the prophecies that have gone ahead over your life, you should do what? You should do what? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. 2 Timothy 1:3-4. It says, "Where good warfare? Is it not a prophecy? Hey, you be a big man, shandaraba. You be a wonderful woman, shandarababa. It's a prophecy. And when that man prophesies, he has God. Yes. Why should you walk? Why should you walk? Oh no, I mean, when that prophet prophesied, I know, ha! And thereafter, I can do anything I want in life, not minding what he has said. You are joking. You are joking. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. But that was more than a prophecy. You heard God clearly. It wasn't the man that was saying what God was saying. God spoke. Come on, somebody, are you hearing me? And he will go on to be the son throughout eternity. Guess what happened immediately? Temptation. What am I saying? You are sealed by the Holy Ghost. But you need to be mindful of who you are. Your mindfulness of who you are will engender faith, will engender spiritual victory, physical victory, manifestation of grace and miracles. If you don't, a lot of things will pull you down, left and right.
So they've prophesied. The great promises and precious promises are mine. So that's not the way it works. He said, be mindful of the prophecies that have gone on ahead of you, that you might through them. First, 1:8, that you might
through them. This charge I commit unto thee, thank you, Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee,
yes,
that thou by them mightest war a good warfare.
All right.
Holding faith and a good conscience, which some have, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck.
A shipwreck. So why is he saying that you go good for what a good affair? So he can hold on faith and a good conscience to bring these things to come to pass. He said, if you don't do this, you are in a system that is fighting against your very essence. That's what I was saying them on Sunday. I said, see, my destination is certain. There's nothing the devil can do to remove me from heaven in the name of Jesus. God is every mercy will not allow, and I will cooperate with God. But if I'm careless, it can stop me from my assignment. See, Jesus came to take me to heaven. So I'm seated in the heavenly places. So what am I supposed to be doing here? I must bring heaven to earth. That's where I go and preach the gospel, making disciples of them. You take what you've had, what you've got, take it everywhere. So everyone that he has brought into the kingdom has an assignment to take the kingdom far. So we are, let thy kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as in heaven. That's our duty. Whether you're a father, a mother, a husband, a wife, an engineer, a doctor, a sailor, it does not matter. That place, let your light shine. It's the light of the gospel. And this light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. But how? However, the devil will do everything to stop you. Because you're in the physical. Do you eat manna when you go to bed yesterday? You ate a bar, apple, salad, turkey. Can you see that your appetite are still, your physical appetite, still the same thing here? Okay? You're a man, you're a woman, you begin to feel like towards the opposite sex. You're here. It doesn't happen in heaven. It's here. So your appetites, your words, your thoughts, you are influenced by the surrounding. And the devil tries to use that to pull away. But because you are constantly reminded and you are constantly focusing on that, then you are able to put the devil where he belongs. Does it mean I will not be tempted? I can only guarantee you that if Jesus was not tempted, you will be tempted. In fact, the more you are coming into the reality of your creation, why you are born, why you are here now, why you are alive today, the more you come into a recognition of it, the more you will be tempted. The more you will fight and struggle, but the more you will win. In the name of Jesus. So it's a good fight of faith. It's a warfare that brings about the manifestation of heaven. And so my thinking, what else will he do? It will save me from guilt. Because any small slip, the devil will heap guilt on you. He cuts you off. His principle is disengage them from their assignment. Disengage them from their fellowship. And once your fellowship is conquered, your assignment is in trouble. That's when your wife will become your enemy. God forbid, not you. Amen. Your children will become to attack you, not you, in Jesus' name. You will be a blessing to them. They will be a blessing to you. They will call you blessed the rest of your life. That's the heritage of the righteous. I'm feeling the fire now. So everywhere the devil has turned people against themselves and he's trying to turn you against God, I stand in the office of God has come today and I spy in the name of Jesus. I say from today, rise up in the power of the Son that you are. In the name of Jesus, there is therefore now no condemnation. I say, rise up. The slippery ground that the devil always puts before you, you will not be trapped in Jesus' name. I say, you won't be trapped in Jesus' name. You will return with a testimony in the name of Jesus. You are the choice of God. You are the blessed of God. You are a son in the house. I say, you are above and not below. I say, in the name of Jesus, go forth and prosper. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Am I talking to a champion in the house? Am I talking to a child of God? Am I talking to a confident child of God? Am I talking to somebody who is constantly stirring up the gift? Father, we give you praise. As we take the communion, we destroy every works of the devil. In the name of Jesus. Whether as it concerns your emotions, your health, your life, your whatever, we destroy the works of the devil in Jesus' name. We release the life of God in the name of Jesus. We release the life of God, the victory of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I say in the name of, as you take this communion, I say deliverance from Mount Zion in the name of Jesus. I say total deliverance from Mount Zion in the name of Jesus. As you take this communion, I see your children prospering. I see the cobwebs of this world that snatches you running away from your children in Jesus' name. As you take this communion in the name of Jesus, rise up in power. As you take this communion, let your strength be renewed. In the name of Jesus. As you take this communion, be charged in your inner mind by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. As you take this communion, let a stirring begin inside of you. As you take this communion, let your breath from your belly, let the living water begin to flow. Flow. Unstoppable. In the name of Jesus. Father, we consecrate the bread. We consecrate the wine. We take it with thanksgiving. And we receive all the victories and healings that come with it. In the name of Jesus. Two things. There is someone. I saw it clearly. Oof, the second one. God help me. Well, the first one is this. It was like you've tasted some measure of glory before. Maybe in your calling. Maybe in your vocation. Maybe in your marriage. Maybe it looks like it is history today. And people are saying, is she? Is he? Are they? The world. Please hear me. In the name of Jesus. Thus saith the Lord. This year. In the name of Jesus. Hey. The level God is taking you, you have never tasted before. It is bigger than anything you can dream of. It's beyond human thinking. In the name of Jesus. We're giving praise. The secret is clear. Don't let the devil remove your focus. Don't let your needs. Don't let your thinking. Don't let your appetite. I'm talking the things you need in the flesh. Don't let them now become what the devil used to take you away. No! We give him praise. Woo-hoo. I don't know who you are. You are waiting to be called that somebody is dead. Somebody close to you. Because doctors have made it clear to everyone, and even the person has accepted that it's not possible. In the name of Jesus, you are bringing the person to come and testify of life here in the name of Jesus. Hey! Hey! You are bringing the person with you, with your whole family, to come and say the word of God works. It's alive and well. It will be honored in my life and in your life. In the name of Jesus. It's like we should remain here forever. As you depart, you carry his. That's it, that's the second one. Wow, he just reminded me. Please get it, understand. Go ahead, feel free. From today, because of your understanding, it's not sure of. You enter a place where maybe you're just going to buy meat or buy curry. And when you get there, people will get you healed. Hey! In the name of Jesus. Come.
Thank you,
Jesus. People will get you. And God will keep you humble, though. Wow. Woo! He's coming back.
Amen.
Marabo. Baba Fagbara. Baba Fagbara. Kibobo. Hey! Hey! Gloria Yehovah.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you this. You know you can never be less than where you are today spiritually. In the name of Jesus. God walking through you will build you higher. But higher. 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 In your home, you'll be the light. You will spark off a fire that will never be quenched. In the name of Jesus. In your community. In your local church. In the name of Jesus. Babe, to come with humility. Submission under your pastor. In the name of Jesus. Because that's the hallmark of this thing. It comes with real humility. We give him praise.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.